It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? And cry.
And that concludes our special half-hour salute to the past 1,000 years.
We leave you this New Year's Eve with a look back at some of those we've lost this millennium.
Kevin asked me to Quagmire's Millennium Party. I am so psyched!
Yeah, there's nothing like a party at someone else's house. You never have to worry about cleaning up the mess.
Hey!
Well, looks like someone's going to a big party tonight. You should
pick up
a chicken strip party pack for all your friends. Here's a coupon.
Whoa, whoa, look, pal, I don't take coupons from giant chickens. Not after last time. Oh, yeah, and that nice chicken outside gave me this coupon.
I'm sorry, this is expired.
You son of a...
By Friday.
Ugh, is that going to give us enough time to cross-check the...
Chicken! Gave me a bad coupon. Some other time, pal.
There won't be any other time. The world is going to end at midnight tonight. Y2K.
Y2K? What are you selling, chicken or sex jelly?
Haven't you heard? At midnight, every computer in the world is going to fail. Planes will fall out of the sky, and all the world's nuclear weapons will explode, annihilating the entire planet.
No! Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. Damn long ears trying to take Easter away from Jesus. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Hey, Peter. In case you didn't know, a balloon tied to a mailbox is the international symbol for party over here.
Oh, forget the party. The world's gonna end. Y2K. I heard it from a chicken man.
Oh, Peter, you are the height of just too muchery.
Well, laugh all you want. But when you die, you'll have to go to heaven. And you know what? You know what? I bet you run into those two dead bailiff ladies from night court, and you're not going to know which one is which, and it's going to be really awkward. So bite me.
Hey, can you help me with these damn studs?
Aren't you a little overdressed?
Oh, well, actually, I'm just stopping off at Quagmire's. There's a benefit gala at the Boston Pops tonight, and, well, I'm trying to nail the flautist.
Oh, Stewie, you're adorable.
Yes, yes, I rather like the sash, but do the huggies make my ass look big?
Peter, come on. You've had 1,000 years to get ready for this party. It always takes him so long to get dressed. Peter, we're going to be late for my cousin's wedding. Aren't you dressed yet?
Oh, crap. Well, one of us is going to have to change. Unzip me.
Where's your father?
He's still down in the basement.
Peter, you've been down there all day. I hope you're all ready. Ah!
Oh, my God! The government is here! Run, E.T., run!
The end of the world is coming. Now, come on, get in your radiation suits.
Peter, we are not missing a once-in-a-lifetime event because of some wacko doomsday theory.
Okay, okay. Hey, you guys, you know that one Christmas present you really wanted but didn't get?
A phone?
A pony?
A humidor?
A dead Lewis?
Yeah, well, it's in the basement. Come on, let's go see.
My own phone.
I'm going to get on.
Peter, if you want to stay here, that's fine. But we're going to the party. Kids?
Honey, are you pregnant?
No.
Ah! Oh, dear me. Yes, yes, this is how I wanted to enter the new millennium. Locked in a basement with imbeciles dressed like a gay Neil Armstrong.
Thanks a lot, Peter. Right now I could be in Boston pretending I give a rat's ass about Vivaldi.
Yeah, and I could be getting felt up by Kevin.
Now, Meg, don't you give it all away up front. Make him work for it. And shame on you, Peter, scaring the kids with your nuclear holocaust nonsense.
You said nuclear. It's nuclear, dummy. The S is silent.
It's almost midnight.
We now go live to Asian reporter Trisha Takanawa. Trisha, what can you tell us?
Diana, Kohog's fabled alabaster clam is about to descend and usher in a new millennium.
10, 9, 8.
This is it.
6, 5, 4.
Hold on tight.
1.
A flautist, Peter.
Well, I hope you're happy. Come on, kids. We can still make the party if we...
Nice work, Lieutenant. Very festive.
Actually, sir, each of those lights represents a missile launching by itself. The pattern is just a coincidence.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, the Y is a little misshapen. Still, it's pretty amazing. Oh, what the hell? Come here, Hillary.
What I miss?
Holy crap! Anybody else feel that? Good morning, family. Hey, Lois, you remember when I was the third Hardy Boy?
Peter, there was no third Hardy Boy.
Oh, really? Just like there was no apocalypse, he shoots, he scores!
Okay, we were wrong about the end of the world and you were right. Can we please just drop it?
It's just not fair. I finally get a date with Kevin and he gets vaporized.
He's just using that as an excuse.
Let's just be grateful we survived the apocalypse healthy and mutation free.
I said I can do it.
Hey, shut up!
Oh, hey, Clevemeyer.
That's Quagland.
Quagland? Oh, you must be dreaming.
Not about kicking your fat ass.
Boys, please. You used to be so close.
Sorry, Lois. We're both a little crabby on account of the fact that neither one of us has had any food since we got fused together.
Wow, we just finished off what was left in the kitchen. When I think back of all the food we've wasted in this house.
Here, Tom Selleck. Come on. Down the hatch. Come on. Hey! None for you, Higgins. Trying to steal Tom Selleck's food. No! No! You've had yours.
Thank goodness Peter bought a huge supply of dehydrated meals before the blast. Peter, what are you doing? You just ate a year's worth of food.
What a waste of money. I'm still hungry. Everyone leave. I have to poop. Now!
Well, so much for finding food at the Stop and Shop.
Figures, the one time I remember my value club card.
Wait a minute. I smell barbecue. Well, what do you think, Diane? Can I cook or what?
I'm delicious, Tom. I guess we should be eating her with chopsticks.
Oh, my God. They're eating Asian reporter Trisha Takanawa.
That's crazy. They're just going to be hungry again in an hour.
Come on, Woody. We're going to search for food.
Sorry, Chris. The plant can't come.
It's his best friend.
Oh, it'll just be another mouth to feed. I'll take care of Woody, son.
What was that?
Nothing. Let's go.
Go where? If there's no food in Quahog, what makes you think there's going to be food anywhere else?
Lois, everyone knows there are only two things that can survive a nuclear holocaust. Cockroaches and Twinkies. And there's a Twinkie factory in Natick.
Twinkies?
Yeah, I saw a story about them on A&E.
And now, back to A&E's biography, Twinkie the Kid.
It was difficult for Twink to play with other children. He was different.
Mm.
He was definitely... He had no bones, and he couldn't really play any sports.
Yeah, and that's, you know, why we got him the lasso.
Yeah.
He'd spent hours in the backyard playing Wonder Woman. He's gonna kill me.
He loved that lasso. Mm. He not as much as the baton, but we put a stop to the baton. He was different enough, you know?
We just gotta get to that Twinkie factory and we'll have all the food we need.
Well, goodbye, sweet home. Maybe someday we'll return.
Hey, Joe, can you keep an eye on the place?
I might as well. I melted to the ground.
There you go, Mr. Swanson. These ought to keep the rats away.
Thanks, hon. Stay in school. Bring it on!
Halt!
Uh-oh.
I am Jor-Ad. I and my band of highway warriors control this territory. Do you have any food?
No, that's why we're on the road.
Then you may not pass until you answer the following question. Name something you take on a picnic.
A blanket!
Potato salad.
Yeah, Dad!
Wow. Dad Lewis?
We're gonna go with potato salad.
Show me potato salad!
Maybe we should go now. Oh, she's out of gas.
Hey, Dad, look!
Well, howdy, strangers. You look plumb tuckered. Like to set a spell?
Actually, we are tired.
And hungry.
Well, we got plenty of room here and all the fresh apples you can eat.
Oh, Peter, we found a new home.
What are you talking about? We're going to Natick.
For what? A Twinkie factory that might not even exist anymore?
She's right. Besides, this place is paradise.
Sure is. Except for Randy Newman.
Randy Newman?
Yep. Just sits there all night and day, singing about what he sees.
Fat man with his kids and dog. Drove in through the morning fog. Hey there, Rover. Come on over.
Well, it's nice to have music while we eat.
Red-headed lady, reaching for an apple. Gonna take a bite. Nope. He gonna breathe on his voice. Wipe it on her blouse. Yeah. She takes a bite. Chews it once, twice. Three times, four times, it stops. The lava waking. Take the long, hard look at Randy. Five times, fat old husband walking over.
Let's get the hell out of here.
And they're walking down the road. Left foot, right foot.
Left foot, right foot.
Thank you, sweetie. Now, Peter, we've got to find some food.
Oh, my God. Look.
It's Natick.
Yeah!
There's no factory?
Oh, very good, fat man. We followed the Pied Piper of Hamsteak to the gates of oblivion, and look what he's brought us. We're finished. We're done. Game over, man. Game over. Oh, damn it.
Stewie, get out of that nuclear waste. Who knows what animals have been in there?
Damn time.
The words should have sent a
poet.
There's enough food to last us forever.
Peter, we're saved. You are right. We can settle down here and build a house just like we had in Quahog.
Yeah, and we can build a mall so I have a place to hang out.
And two Denny's so we can always say, let's not go to that one. Let's go to the good one.
Oh, we can have Quaglin get Joe out of the driveway and we can build a community just like the one we had.
No. We'll build a better one. I hereby proclaim this city New Quahog.
Yeah, this isn't very good now, is it?
Guess who?
Stop it, Chris.
Wrong! Oh, wait. Did you say Chris?
Stewie, time for breakfast. Did you wash your tentacles, my big handsome boy?
What the devil are you talking about, handsome? I'm repugnant. I'm a radio bloody active freak.
Yeah, I fold. Hey, come on. Let's go home and get tender with your wife.
I don't know, Quagmire. Lovemaking with Loretta has somehow lost its intimacy.
All right.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. We have an outsider who wishes to join our community.
Welcome to my fair city. If you want to become a citizen, you have to get a job.
Well, before the disaster, I was a physician.
That's terrific. We need a doctor.
We sure do. Let's hope you get it. Now, pick a job out of the hat. Oh, village idiot. That's a good one. On Tuesdays, you get to wave your penis at traffic. Congratulations.
Peter, maybe we should have just let him be a doctor.
No. These are the rules of New Quahog. Besides, that's how everyone else got their jobs.
Go!
You see, Doc, my back tooth is killing me.
And things have worked out fine so far.
Peter, no offense, but that's because we all pitched in.
That's right. We built schools and hospitals.
Yeah, not to mention the theater.
But when I saw the movie, it looked like Audrey Hepburn not only didn't have breakfast at Tiffany's, she hadn't eaten anything in a year. Ooh, I'm such a bitch.
We have everything we need, and no crime, no guns, no pollution.
Ryan's right. We've left ourselves defenseless. Guys, we need to make some guns.
Guns? Guns only lead to trouble.
Right, and when that trouble happens, we'll be ready to blow its freaking head off. Besides, without guns, how would our forefathers have settled their differences?
8, 9, 10, and turn.
Honey, Mommy's making you some new feety pajamas. And look, it has a little trap door for when you gotta make Inky.
I'll show you, Inky.
Let's see if they fit, hmm?
Never! Look at me! I'm Fred Astaire!
Gotcha. Oh, you are getting heavy. I'm gonna have your father flood the basement so you can get some more exercise.
Yes, yes, I do seem to have gained a bit of girth.
Actually, my gullet seems to be rumbling.
There we are. Oh, I say, I've laid an egg.
Well, that wasn't so bad. I don't know what these women are always complaining about.
Attention, New Quahogians. Today, my vision for our future comes true. A chicken in every pot and a cap in every ass.
Peter, put that away. Where did you get the metal for all those guns?
Recycling. I used the pipes from our irrigation system.
Are you crazy? You destroyed all our water pipes?
We don't need guns. We need food and water.
I have a canker sore on my lip and I keep poking at it with my tongue, but that's only making it worse.
Look, there's a reason I'm in charge here, all right? I'm the one who knew the world was going to end. I'm the one who found a Twinkie factory and started this town. And I'm the one who gave elocution lessons to Rosie Perez.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Don't be stupid. She speak good and everything.
Let's you get him out of here. Roll him out.
Wait, we can work this out.
Sheesh, I haven't been thrown out of any place since I was a counselor at the bulimia clinic. Ah, man, did anybody else throw up after eating that fish last night?
Thank you.
of them?
Good riddance. What the hell would we ever need guns for?
Victory is ours.
Quick, grab the guns. They're our only hope.
Ah! Hey, Bob, you remember the other day you were asking me what the definition of irony was, and I said... Ah!
Honey, I'm sorry I got us kicked out of New Cohog. I guess nobody really needs guns. I'm not always right after all.
Oh, Peter, hearing you say that almost makes it worth having the world blown up.
Where are we gonna go?
I hear there's a Carvel factory in Framingham.
Oh, right. Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss and Cookie Opus and Nutty the Chocolate Ghost.
Come on, everybody. Let's sing a song.
Oh, Bobby, I just had the weirdest dream. I dreamt I saw the strangest episode of Family Guy, and there was a giant chicken, and Stewie was an octopus.
Hey, come on now. It's all right. Everything's going to be okay. What's Family Guy?